Blessed and Blessings by Paul Bucknell. This is a video showing one how to do Greek word studies to be able to find out in the English or whatever translation you're using how one word like blessed, is it the same as blessed in another verse? We looked particularly at Matthew 5:3, the Beatitudes, Revelation 1:3, and Ephesians 1:3. Hi, I'm Paul Bucknell. Someone wrote to me with this question. Can you help me out and show me the difference between the word blessed in the Beatitudes or Revelation 1:3 or the word blessings in Ephesians 1:3? I said, well, that's great. A lot of people don't have the opportunity to study Hebrew and Greek, and you don't actually, frankly, need to. I mean, one of the first things we need to do is just copy out the verses. Now, I took Matthew 5:3 as a representative of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now, his question is, how do you compare this meaning of blessed with the word blessed here? In Revelation 1:3, or here in Ephesians 1:3, and the word spiritual blessing. Now, you don't really need to know Greek or Hebrew, as I said. It helps, but you don't need to. I want to show you how to answer this question without knowing Hebrew and Greek. Now, we're focusing just on the Greek because this is the New Testament, and the whole New Testament was written originally in the Koine Greek. Though so some suggest Aramaic, not at all suggesting that. So we go to the Greek manuscripts, which we all have, and we can look at. Now, so the first thing, find your good Bible study. I use New American Standard Bible here, and it's a good literal Bible. We want Bibles like that rather than a paraphrase. So there's two things we want to do here. One, we want to, and we're not talking about a whole nother scope here of a Bible study. There is one level deeper you can go to and actually look how often these words are used, say in the New Testament or even Old Testament. I'm not going to show you that here. I'm just showing you how to see if these are the same Greek words and what those Greek words mean. Okay. Now, if you have access to the internet, you can do this. I used to have my own program that I used, but it doesn't work with this computer, so I was forced to, go to the internet. And they have all the answers. So one of the things I first did, I went to a program like BibleGateway.com, and I just type in the passage. Now, I'll do this once more, and I'll show you how to do it. That's Ephesians 1:3. We want to do it for each screen, okay? And so we go to BibleGateway.com. We want to look at Revelation 1:3. And I'm putting the exact verse in, so it's selected, and it's there, and it's small, okay? And I'm just going to roll this up underneath. One more screen, and we're going to put Ephesians 1, not Ephesians, Matthew 5, 3. Now, all the Beatitudes are the same, starting with blessed. But we are going to just focus on Matthew 5, 3 as a representative. We like all the threes. It's make it nice and easy. One of the things, if you want to do further highlighting and studies like this, you just line them up like this and notice. You can have all the Bibles. Now, you'll notice here, I have a Greek one next to me. Now, you don't need to use Greek if you don't know it, but I'll show you the advantage in a second. So how you do this, or this is my selected New American Standard, but I want to click this. And it will give me opportunity of what versions. Now, because I use Greek recently, it comes up with Greek. But you can just select whatever version you want. And this is the Koine. And I just select this one. And you can do it in different languages if you like. But again, the Westcott-Hort, some people don't like. But I'll just use it because it works for this. And so what we have is the three verses all next to each other. Nice and tidy, right? With the Greek. And so we can see them and compare them as much as we want. But now we want to go and do something else. So I want to go to another screen for a second. netbible.org. Okay. Now this is good for studies, I found. So it's kind of awkward here, but we just go like Matthew 5, and then we have the word three. Now we can see here, Matthew 5, 3, that it actually uses all the blessed, all right? And what we want to do is look up this word blessed. We can just click it twice, strong search, but we want to just do the word study. And it will put for us the word, it will highlight it, and it will put the Greek word. If you want to look for it in the Greek text, it says how to say it here, makarios, if you could understand it. And it gives you the definition, blessed and happy. Well, if we want, we could just take a picture of this because this kind of summarizes everything we want. And we'll just stop here. We'll notice it's an adjective. Well, also on the bottom is TDNT, and that just stands for the Theological Dictionary in the New Testament. I have a setback here. And it says Volume 4. That's a big book, and there's 10 volumes, with 10 being the index. But it would tell me go to page 362, and so we could do that, and we'll find out lots of information here on Makarios in the word blessed and how to use it and what it means and how else is it used in Greek literature. Well, yeah, we can do that, but you don't need to. As I said, that gets a little complicated. It told me exactly where it was, the two pages that are referenced. But we're not going to do that, and because you probably don't have those dictionary there. So how about we go make a new window and again go to netbible.org. We look up Revelation this time, last one. Remember, it's chapter 1 and verse 3, and here it is, blessed. Okay, so if we click it twice, okay, I clicked it twice, and then I did word study. Okay, here it's the same word. Now look it, you can see. So Revelation 1, 3, and Matthew 5, 3 use the same makarios. Blessing, it means blessed or happy. Same word. And so we know in Revelation 1, 3, this is no trick. You know for sure this is what it is. Now let me make one more window. And we'll go to, remember what it is? netbible.org. And this time we will look up Ephesians 1, 3. Now they don't have it, so you can just select that one verse. But notice here, blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ. So what's interesting here, and of course it does give footnotes if you want to do that, but I just looking up the word here, I click the word twice, word study, eulogetos, it comes from a different word. And it has a different meaning, blessed and praised. And it shows you the Greek, shows you the Theological Dictionary of the New Testament. Okay, but hey, that's the word blessed. What about these other two blessed? So actually, all you have to do is select them. Okay, I'm going to, if you have to kind of click it two times. Same thing here. And what about this blessing? Is that a different word? I click it once, then I click it twice. And there's the word study, eulogia. So it's the same word, but a different form. So we have adjective form, we have verb form, we have noun form. So, for example, the word to trouble is a verb. The word troubled, a troubled person, is an adjective. And troubling is a noun. So these are what we call is a root word, eulogia. It actually comes from two words. It doesn't say it here, but it comes from the word you, meaning good, and then logos, meaning word. So good word, and that's what we understand if you do a little bit more search in the derivative of this word. And it, notice, benediction, saying a good word, a blessing. And so we're just saying a great blessing to the Lord. So let me just summarize here. Notice, so we have on the one hand, we have makarios. And on the other, we have the root word eulogia, which is used three times here in this Ephesians 1, 3. Different form, but the same root word coming from good word, blessed. Okay, so the words are very different. Now, Do you see how I'm doing this? You could do this with five times you find it. You could search through how many times blessed is used, and you can do them all. I used to have a program that just showed me automatically, but I don't have that anymore. But this is the way you can do it. We can find here, as I summarize things, I just took it from netbible.org, the summary here. In actuality, you know, it's used to bless, or happy, or good. And I just wrote the comment about Revelation 1:3 and Matthew 5:3 and all the Beatitudes. It just means you're blessed. Things are good if you obey, right? That's my summary. And that's my conclusion here. So if one would do what the verse says, then you will be happy or blessed. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. And that's what we find. What did we find in Revelation 1? Do you remember? It says, blessed are those who read and hear the words of this prophecy and heed the things which are written in it, for the time is near. If you obey what it's saying, then you're going to have a result in your life, and you'll be blessed because of it. Can you measure it? I don't know, but we just trust God that that's the way it is. I found that true in my own life. But what Ephesians 1:3 is a little different character, isn't it? Notice here, though it uses a different word, and do you remember what it was? Eulogio, so it's praise, lauderation. It's saying something great about. Yes, so that's what we're going to look at. So when we say, blessed be the God and Father, we're just saying, yeah, God is so great. We're saying a great word about God, because by nature, that is who he is, how great he is, and how he displayed his love through Christ. But notice, he who is so blessed, so awesome, he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. In other words, he has taken what is of his and shared it with every spiritual blessing. He has brought upon his own children. He has blessed us. So he said a good word. He brought those good words to our life so that we have those spiritual blessings in our life. Do you see how God, who's so blessed, has made us blessed? That's why even when we get down or discouraged with things on earth, we don't really need to worry or fret. We can trust God, just like Jesus. He was going through very difficult times, and yet he trusted that he's blessed, and God will work it out if you trust him, if you follow him. Let me go back to my main document here and just show you a summary here, right? So on the one hand, you now can see the difference between these words, right? We had the question, blessed, are they all the same? And then that's why you can see I highlighted these three blessings come from the word eulogio, or these come from makarios. So they're different words. So these are happy if I obey, and this is what we can see. There's kind of a condition upon them. These are just, we can just say everything great, okay? Say everything great, good word, about God. But also, he has shared the things that are great about him in our own lives by being his in Christ. So I hope you know how to do this basic Bible study. We use simply two kind of Bible gateway to compare the verses to get different versions. But we also used netbible.org to actually do some word study. We clicked it once, and then you click it twice, and you come up with word studies. So see how it works? So you can do that too and answer those questions. I hope you enjoyed this study. If you notice later, I took a PowerPoint. I put this slide. I marked it up some like I told you, and I highlighted them. And I also put a little picture here, and then I took a picture of the whole slide. Hope you enjoyed this. Again, I'm Paul Bucknell with Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net